Argentina's new economic team is trying to fix the country's stubborn financial problem. More than a million people have had their savings accounts frozen inside the shaky banking system. The government is worried that if it allows them to withdraw all the cash they want, the banks will run out of money within weeks. Most of the big banks in Argentina are foreign-owned, and angry depositors say it's up to the parent companies to inject new money into the financial system. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Buenos Aires.
If you've listened to the news from Argentina lately, you've probably heard a lot of banging pots and pans, the traditional form of street protest here. But this banging is a little different. This is the sound of two dozen Argentines trying to hammer their way through the 15-foot-high doors of Bank Boston, an American-owned bank in downtown Buenos Aires. The heavy steel doors have been tenderized by this pounding, which has been taking place twice a week for 3 months. Thieves, 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 chant the protesters. Give us back our savings. Like millions of Argentines, these people lost control over their savings in December, when the government severely limited withdrawals to head off a growing bank panic. The freeze has especially angered people such as Sabrina, who deposited their money in foreign-owned banks, assuming it would be safer.
They sold us on the parent company. We said, let's put our money in a place that has a track record, like Bank Boston. Bank Boston is everywhere in the world. But the truth is that they're the same garbage as all the others.
The depositors hammering on Bank Boston's door say the foreign owners, in this case Fleet Boston, have a moral obligation to send more money to their cash-strapped Argentine subsidiaries. But so far, most of the foreign banks have resisted that call. Neither Fleet nor Citigroup, which owns the other big American bank in Argentina, would grant NPR an interview for this story. Industry analyst Tanya Azarch says the parent banks are under pressure to cut their losses in Argentina.
I think that based upon the representations that they've made to shareholders, look, we're not putting in another dollar. We've lost enough.
In a report for Standard & Poor's, Azarch calculates the Argentine financial crash has cost Fleet Boston $1.4 billion and Citigroup over $2 billion so far. Much of those losses resulted from the Argentine financial system's chaotic switch from dollars to pesos in January, which gutted the value of the bank's assets. Azarch says if the American banks did allow depositors to withdraw all their money, under the current circumstances they could conceivably lose $8 or $9 billion each, though she says they'd walk away from Argentina before they let that happen.
The argument against that is that the Argentine government has confiscated the resources of the foreign bank branch operating in Argentina, and therefore that constitutes an event of sovereign risk, and I think their legal advisors are telling them that they're okay on that ground.
But this sort of legal argument doesn't go over very well on the streets of Buenos Aires. An unemployed TV producer, who'd give only her first name, Monica, says her experience with foreign banks has confirmed the traditional Argentine distrust of financial institutions.
They're all thieves. And if they are not thieves, they come to this country, they begin thieves.
So if you ever have money again, will you put it in a bank?
No, I never put it in the bank. In this country, no, I never.
Industry analysts say the foreign bank's decision whether to stay in Argentina will depend on whether the government can defuse the situation soon. The government's new economic team is trying to come up with a way to prop up the banks by offering depositors government bonds instead. But given that the government has already defaulted on its debts, most depositors say that would be little better than losing their money altogether. Martin Casti, NPR News, Buenos Aires.